There are more than 16 billion injections administered every year globally. A study sponsored by WHO in 2010 showed that up to 1.7 million people were infected with the hepatitis B virus, up to 315,000 with hepatitis C, and close to 34,000 with HIV through an unsafe injection. Although glass syringes, which were used before and sterilized to be reused again, were eventually banned and replaced by disposable ones, the problem of safety has persisted. This is because people still reuse disposable syringes. Dr. Edward Kelly, Director of Service Delivery and Safety at WHO, recalled his experience when he worked in a town in Niger, West Africa.
There used to be several private providers, quote unquote, of medical care. And one of them would go around town. He was the most sought after because he had a syringe and he would administer medications that way. He would walk around town with his syringe, reusing the syringe from one patient to the next patient, passing on potentially countless infections around that town.
To stop the potential reuse of disposable injections, WHO proposed the creation of auto-disabled syringes.
These auto-disabled syringes, coming in the 1990s and then advancing into further technology improvements like needle-free syringes around 97 and in the early 2000s with the application of reuse prevention syringes, this is what was going to be the future. This was how we would get rid of the human factors problem. And these type of syringes are what WHO is recommending for use in curative care with the launch of our new policy.
These new syringes are already being used for immunization, as Dr. Selma Kamasi, in charge of the injection safety program at WHO, pointed out.
When we are talking currently about the 16.7 billion injections given annually, they are 90% of them given by single-use syringes, and the 5% of them for immunization are given using auto-disabled syringes.
WHO is urging countries around the world to transition to the exclusive use of the new smart syringes by 2020. Derek Mbata, United Nations.